You understand the concept of news, and the news is the foremost way in which whoever owns the media can control the minds, attitudes, and actions of the general public. They only have to control, say, I don't know the exact number, but let's just say 70% of people are swayed by what they consume through news. Then the other 30% will either tend to drift that way by peer pressure, or they'll continue to stand against the stampede, but their numbers are small enough not to really bother the people that run the media. Now, the first thing to do is to decide or work out, investigate who owns the media. And then you can ask yourself what might be their intention. You know, why do they own it? I mean, you could say they own it because it makes a lot of money. That's a perfectly good reason to own something. But it's also a vehicle of extreme influence. So, you know, if you have an advertisement in the newspaper that suggests you would like to grow white roses in your garden, then clearly more people are going to be, you know, directed towards white roses that week than, say, pink or yellow roses. Okay. And they could continue to do that all year so that all the other colour roses, you know, become less prevalent. Now, that seems a little thing, but using the highly emotive power and influence of constant bombardment with news and the adverts which go in amongst the news, the people that own the media can massively influence and direct ordinary, everyday, you know, what can we call it? Society, people, the way that British people think about themselves, the way they conceive what Britain is, how it should be, and so on. They can even dictate to you where you go on holiday. They can dictate every part of your life, and they can suggest how life is going to be in 10 years' time, and you will swallow it all hook, line, and sinker. Now, this is the way in which the newspaper works. It has at the top a brand, so it might say The Sun or The Mirror. And you tend to go with one brand and buy the same brand. I don't know anyone, there may be some people, but I don't know anyone who buys a different newspaper on a different random day of the week so that they get a cross-section of what's going on. But if you did do that and you did it all on the same day, you'll notice that once you've taken the front page off the paper, you've got essentially the same newspaper inside because they are all owned by the same group. And there isn't that much news. They just put the same thing out with a slightly different, you know, design for you because you're more attracted to the Mirror, or you think the Mail is better, or you like the Telegraph because it's bigger and it folds over, or the Guardian has got a particularly good crossword that you want to do. So you've got your brand and just the basic heading, which might tell you how much money you're being ripped off with some completely useless paper that you can't even write on. And your finger will probably go through it when you use it at the toilet. So for some reason, you're paying this high ticket price for this useless paper. And the main part of the front page is a huge headline. It's big enough to catch your eye when you're standing filling up your car with petrol, and over at the kiosk, you know, you can see the newspaper stand, and some of the headlines will already be jumping out at you. Then there's a picture. Now, it used to always be a black and white picture, but today newspaper came along and gave everyone a colour picture. So just like television went from black and white to colour, so the newspaper has as well. Okay, if you look very, very carefully at that picture, it consists of a huge number of dots. And the dots are almost always light blue, magenta, and yellow. Just three dots are being used to conform you and influence you. The picture will almost never be a picture that's been taken recently. It's a stock photograph that the media have, and they just throw it there underneath the highly emotive headline, which is designed usually to trigger response, fear, outrage, anger, sometimes, you know, apathy or despondency, or there's only so much we can do type of attitudes. It's all there designed to grind you down in a constant downward spiral of negativity. And then there will be some small print. Now, some of the interest of the story will be covered on the front page, and then they direct you to an inner page, perhaps page 11. And against page 11, there'll be lots and lots of adverts. And, you know, there might be like a big picture with someone of African descent, let's say, wearing a spotty mask, which tells you that you have to conform and do things for the common good. So, you know, the ad has perhaps been taken out by the NHS or the government, and it's designed to put you into a little tiny, tiny bracket of thinking. Okay, I am a cog in a wheel is the basic message that all of those pages contain for you. And when you read the rest of the story, there's really nothing to the story. There's no detail. There's nothing to sort of say, well, we asked this person and they said it wasn't. This person had a contrary view and blah, blah, blah. It's just, this is what we want you to think. And we were desperate for you to get to page 11 because we've got a nice, you know, you shouldn't eat cows because cows fart type of message. Okay. You are being primed. Most people do not understand NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. The NWO only exists inside the successful neuro-linguistic programming, which is wiring up your brain and your trigger responses at this present moment. We're all in this mess. I'm just a little bit further out of the mess because I've never seen newspapers as more than just, you know, influence and profiteering rags for the rich. So I've never taken any notice of them or ever believed anything in them. And I've never watched television or listened to radio. Okay. And I keep listening to modern music since, say, 1940 to an absolute minimum, and only for my work as a musician. All of the lyrics in songs since, I would say, at least the 1930s, every single lyric is a subliminal neuro-linguistic programming to make you expect a certain result within a certain time. You may not be aware of this, you may disagree, but the prime example is John Lennon's Imagine. Go and find the lyrics and then ask yourself, does this tie up with what we now see in the WEF and the UN and the WHO and those great big think tank things, which are the one world government that control everyone's trigger responses and reactive behaviour? Now, if you're not sure about this, imagine if a friend came round, took an egg off your side and just casually dropped it on the floor. Or let's say they took a pint of milk and they just poured it onto the floor. What would your reaction be? My reaction would be to just stand there, look at what they did, look them in the eye and smile. Because the only reason they did it was to trigger a response in me. And I am not capable of giving them the triggered response that they thought they would get because I'm not inside the trigger response system. So the first thing I want you to understand is there is something called neuro-linguistic programming. Get yourself outside of the trigger response system of responding to neuro-linguistic programming. If you're not sure about any of this, do as much research as you can. Basically, the people that own everything want to control your mind, because if they can control your mind, they can control every single thing you do, all of your behaviors and your responses. They'll control how you respond to other people, what you think your place in society is, what you think society is or should be or will become. And they also own you. They own all of your efforts. Like buying a newspaper every day is the same as chain smoking. You're keyed into an NLP system which triggers all of your responses at every moment during your waking day and all of your dreams at night. It's pointless to buy yourself one of those books that describes the meanings of dreams, because you've been so programmed during the day, no matter what you dream of at night, the programming continues. And then you wake up feeling desperate for another shot of headline, three dot picture, light blue, magenta, yellow. Did you know that on television, the three dots are green, blue and red? There's no yellow. So when they show you a picture of a banana, your mind makes it yellow. There is no yellow. The banana is green. But you can't accept that the banana is green, so you program yourself to see yellow. Now, I want you to take a couple of weeks and have a really good observation. What do you really see when you open your eyes, and what do other people see when they look at you? You'll be quite surprised if you really get down to this. Stop assuming, start seeing. At the moment, 95% or more of your eyesight is figured and configured on assumption. Think of the yellow banana. It's not yellow. You assume it's yellow. You've made it look yellow. Many times I have looked around at the side of my eye, I've seen a black jumper, say, just somewhere, and my mind makes it into my cat. My mind says, oh, there's my cat. What is she doing sitting there? I have to prod the thing to see that it's actually my jumper. I see through the texture, the feel of it, but I do not see through eyesight. Eyesight is just the lens of a camera, and it goes into your brain, and your brain decides to make it into what it wants. Now, I want you to have a look. How many birds do you see this week? This is absolutely seismically, vitally important. The news that you read in newspapers is not news. First of all, it's made up stagecraft. And secondly, it's merely a distraction to get you thinking along lines that are of no importance at all, whilst our country is going to rack and ruin. Now, one of my friends assumed that the waters of Great Britain teem with fish. This isn't so. There are no fish inshore. If you want to go fishing, you've got to go out for a 10-hour day or go on one of the trawlers where they're, you know, delving along the seabed at a great many fathoms. Offshore, you're looking at about, no more than about 10 fathoms. A fathom is 6 foot. There's no fish out there. I know because I've been out there this year and I've worked out there were no fish, right? Then I went and had a look at a bird reserve, which formerly was teeming with thousands of birds 15 years ago when there were not quite so no fish. Now there is not one single bird. I've trained my eyesight to be able to see how many birds. So if I see a flock of birds, I can quickly count them and say there are 300. You just divide them into fives, then you work out what 20 times 5 looks like, then you work out how many groups there are. 5 times 20 is 100. There are 3 groups of those. That's 300 birds. Okay. You can do all kinds of things with your mind if you start to understand that your eyes only give you a picture, which isn't really much more than the picture you're getting on the newspaper with its 3 dots, but it is real. Okay. You've got to train yourself what to observe and see within that reality and what to allow your brain to correlate. Okay, I'm going to be speaking at some length on how they have doctored newspaper stories in such a way over the last 150 years that everyone just assumes that everything they read in the newspaper is true. It's all they need to know. It's their little nutritional pill for the day. Go out and see how many birds you can see. You won't see very many, because there are no fish in the sea, there are wind turbines, there's 5G radio frequencies, there's high pitch sound frequencies, There's aluminium being littered all over the sky day and night. There's pesticides being used on the farms. There's, you know, very, very little woodland and hedgerows left in Britain for the birds. The habitat and everything that the birds need is being eradicated at a terrific rate. Now, if the bird life can't exist in Britain anymore, what makes you suppose that the human life is going to manage to exist much longer? The people who own the media also own the government. They own all the public sector. They own all the NGO think tanks. They own all the secret societies. They own all the churches. They own everything that can influence people in any way whatsoever. They own all the huge monopoly companies which create motor cars, gadgets, paper, toilet paper, coins. Absolutely everything is owned by these super mega rich influencers. And we don't have any bird life. So these people are not doing this for the good of the environment, the good of human beings, the good of wildlife, the good of the earth. They are doing it to very, very swiftly profit as far as they can from all the earth's resources and then just leave it as a shell. Whether we can get rid of them or not, I do not know. I feel certain we can sideline them over time. But the most important thing is to free yourself outside of the NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming system, which we are all in, and we are striving to get out of it as quickly as we can, because then you have personal power. They cannot influence you. They cannot shrink your mind. They cannot trigger your responses. They cannot make you behave in certain patterns. So freedom is not about where you are, it's about how you think. And the first thing is to train yourself to use your eyes to see. See what you really see. Observe what there really is to observe and take no notice whatsoever of the newspaper headlines. It doesn't matter to anyone who is the emperor of Russia and who is the king of Ukraine. It doesn't matter. What matters is what's going on in Britain, what's going on in your village, what's going on in the nearest towns, what's going on in the fields around. Find out. Have a look. See how many birds you can see. Write them down. What are they? If you're not sure what their names are, just, you know, small bird, hedge, you know, seabird, very large bird with funny S-shaped neck, you know. But see how many different types of birds and literally how many of them you can see this week. Our skies in this country used to teem with birds. They used to be flocks of 10,000 of anything. The largest flock I have seen that I can recall in the last 25 years is 300. 300, not 10,000. This is what we need to be concerned with. We do not need to be concerned with Ukraine. Ukraine, whatever that is just another gigantic money laundering system where they throw good English money at bad Ukrainian actors who pretend to be the king or whatever, you know, the ruler. Start to see real life. What is real? What really matters? What's really growing in the fields?